And late last week, another oil seep was reported in Kern County's Cymric oil field. In July, we told you about an oil seep there that brought 1.3 million gallons of oily water to the surface. It prompted violations, fines, and investigations into state regulators. But it's still only half of what seeped to the surface this year in total, just in this oil field. FM89's Carrie Klein takes us to Bakersfield, where she gets a bird's eye view of the incidents.
Juan Flores is a community organizer with the advocacy group Center for Race, Poverty, and the Environment. He remembers being in a meeting in July when his phone started blowing up.
A fellow colleague in the environmental justice work, he literally called me 3 times.
At first, he declined the calls.
And by the third time, I said, no, this is something important and serious, you know, so let me actually step out and take the call.
The colleague was telling him about an oil seep, what the state calls a surface expression. Dubbed the 1Y expression, a dry stream bed had filled with oil and water in the Cymric oil field. It's west of Bakersfield, near the unincorporated community of McKittrick.
What he told me next was, and it has probably been going for months, and we didn't know.
It had been going on for 2 months. And in August, another seep happened in the same oil field, then another in September. Since July, at least a half dozen surface expressions have been reported, totaling more than 2 million gallons of oil, water, and mud. That's around 4 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
It just became clear, you know, the problem is bigger, and we really have to go out there, and we really have to find out what's going on.
These surface expressions only became illegal in April, but that doesn't mean the public knows about all of them or how close they are to communities. That's why, on a Saturday morning, Flores and a few others meet at a small terminal at Meadows Field Airport.
That step right there, and watch your head.
They hop into a tiny single-engine Cessna that feels more cramped than a two-door sports car.
Do you have enough room?
Right now, I do.
The flight's sponsored by a handful of environmental groups, and the goal is to provide a 1,000-foot view of the oil field. Soon, we're rumbling through the hazy skies, chattering in noise-canceling headsets.
So here's the town of McKittrick.
Pretty tiny.
Rolling, sunburnt hills full of well pads and derricks extend in every direction. In 2017, Kern County produced more than 70% of the state's oil and gas. That same year, a report estimated the industry provided 21,000 jobs and $2.9 billion in income.
Right on, guys. So we're going to start headed west towards the Cymric oil field.
We venture first to the 1Y site, that first seep reported in July. The state originally claimed the seep posed no danger, but it later reversed that claim after 4 birds were oiled and died.
Is this what they're cleaning up right here?
The state reports the site has been cleaned up. Chevron operates this and most other sites where seeps occurred, and the company maintains there was never a risk to people.
This part they cleaned up. Right below us to the right.
Excellent.
The cause of these seeps is still unknown. The state oil and gas regulator, known as DOGGR, is investigating whether they're related to a process known as cyclic steam injection. It involves forcing high-pressure steam underground to heat the oil and push it toward a wellhead. It's widely used around the state, mostly without problems. But in 2011, an oil worker died after falling into a sinkhole where oil injected with steam had unexpectedly risen to the surface. From the air, we can also see a concrete structure where Chevron is cleaning up a different surface expression. This one's flowed off and on for 16 years.
They're still pumping oil from 2003, lower right, just ahead. See the blue tank.
In that time, as many as 80 million gallons of oily water have risen to the surface, and it's where a new flow broke out last week. In an email statement, Chevron acknowledges steam injection could reactivate the flow even more. The cleanup infrastructure at that site struck Tom France, an environmental advocate and almond farmer in Shafter. We catch up on the ground.
There were pumps on site. You could see them from the air. There were tankers there waiting to be filled with some of the crude that spilled out of the ground.
He also thinks he saw netting, meant to keep wildlife out.
So it was all very informative to see that from the air.
But his other major concern is transparency and accountability from state regulators, starting with information.
Spills like this have to be reported, and those are available publicly, but it's not easy to find these reports.
Dogger has slapped Chevron with a $2.7 million fine, but the agency also saw its lead administrator fired by Governor Gavin Newsom over conflicts of interest. Seven members of the Dogger staff were found to have invested in the oil companies they regulate. As for what France, Flores, and others want, it's not to shut down the entire oil industry, though they'd like to see steam injection scaled back until more questions are answered. For its part, Chevron says it's applying lessons learned from these incidents and doing all it can to prevent future ones. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein,